podcast life ain't no good life, but it's my life. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast that just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm Brady. It's Monday, April 29th, today in 1933, the birthday of country music legend Willie Nelson. He says he was born so late at night that the county courthouse recorded his birthday as the 30th, so he kind of gets to celebrate two birthdays. But numbers have not always been so kind to this musical great. Back in the early 1990s, Willie Nelson put out a record to pay off millions of dollars of back taxes. Of course, to owe millions in taxes, you first have to earn millions. Willie made his by writing and performing hit after hit for himself, as well as songs for other artists, like fellow country legend Patsy Cline. But along the way, Willie's managers and accountants and other staff hadn't been setting aside any money to pay taxes on all that money. Instead, they made some investments that went bust, and they put some funds in tax shelters that turned out not to be legal tax shelters. And Willie himself was legendary for giving away huge amounts of cash to bandmates, family members, charities, sometimes even total strangers who had sad stories to tell. So when the Internal Revenue Service eventually tried to collect those back taxes, there wasn't any money left. In November 1990, they raided Nelson's Texas ranch. They put the property and a lot of his possessions up for auction to pay off the debt. Nelson wasn't happy about all this, of course, but he said as long as he had his guitar, he would be okay. He had, in fact, sent that beloved six-string, nicknamed Trigger, to his daughter so it couldn't be seized. But he also put his skill with a guitar to good use. Nelson made a deal with the IRS to record an album and then give them the royalties. Willie would have had to sell a huge number of albums to pay off all of his back taxes, plus the interest and penalties. And that's not what happened. Unfortunately, he did a series of TV ads for the record that had the wrong phone number on it. But the album did help pay off part of the debt, and so did the lawsuits Willie had filed against the people who had left him with the debt in the first place. And the sale of Willie's ranch helped pay off the debt, but in a way that worked out pretty well for him. The people who bought the ranch did so to help Willie keep it as a thank you for his charity work. All of this turned out to be a big lesson learned, but one that even Willie Nelson himself could eventually laugh about. In 2003, he did a Super Bowl ad for tax preparer H&R Block. You can learn more about Willie Nelson and the IRS tapes at coolweirdawesome.com. Today in 1970, the birthday of Andre Agassi, the tennis champ once figured out how to read rival Boris Becker's massive serve in an unusual way. When watching tapes of old matches, Agassi realized that during his serve, Becker would stick his tongue out in the direction of where he was going to hit the ball. I'm Brady. You don't have to read minds if you can read tongues. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.